Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So did you guys hear about this? This is some pretty cool stuff. We got something called dancing molecules. And apparently, they have been shown to successfully repair severe spinal cord injuries in a mouse. But that's looking pretty damn good. So Northwestern University researchers have developed a new injectable therapy that harnesses, quote, dancing molecules. All that TikTok stuff you guys are doing isn't going to waste. And it's supposed to reverse paralysis and repair tissue after severe spinal cord injury. This is like magic potion. This is a cool thing. And get this, it was just a single injection. And we saw paralyzed animals regaining an ability to walk within 4 weeks. I would say this is too good to be true. Too good to be true. But I actually saw the little mice and their little legs and their little... But have you guys ever had a mice or a mouse in your house? Yeah, they're fast. I tried to post pictures, but the mouse was so fast, it's a blur. The dog tried to go after it. The cat went after it. These mice are pretty smart. They're very resourceful. And they are fast little critters. Well, anyway, this research is being published today in the journal Science. Yeah, if you guys don't have any good toilet reading, get these medical journals. I know most of us have People Magazine and Inquirer and things like that on the back. And there is, I got to tell you guys, as a doctor who has had, you know, constipation for years, the best reading material are these very thick, dry medical journals, because the more boring they are, they start to put you to sleep, and then you kind of relax, and then you can poop. The last thing you want to know is go, oh, Jennifer Aniston may be getting back together with Brad Pitt, and then all of a sudden you clinch and you can't go. So you really got to get the more scientific studies. So anyway, how this works is, they send bioactive signals to trigger cells to repair and regenerate. So severed extensions of neurons, called axons, regenerate. The scar tissue diminishes. Myelin, which is that protective coating, like, you know, on your phone charger, that protective coating that keeps breaking, right? That started to reform around the cells, which is something that's unheard of. And then blood cells form to deliver nutrient cells to the injury site, and then more motor neurons recuperated. So they say, according to Science Tech Daily, after the therapy performs its function, the materials biodegrade into nutrients for the cells within 12 weeks and then completely disappear from the body, so no noticeable side effects. They say this is the first study in which researchers controlled the collective motion of molecules through changes in chemical structure to increase a therapeutic's efficacy. So basically, they wanted to help people from becoming paralyzed. Now, again, I don't know how much this could do for somebody who's been paralyzed for a while. But as somebody is being injured, you know, we try steroids, we try doing what we can. And, you know, sometimes it just happens. It's like once your phone charger, that lining, that covering starts to split, you can't tape it. You can't super glue it. So this regenerative type of medicine that can possibly, get you know, people able with spinal cord injury to be able to recover some of their basic physical functions would be absolutely fantastic. They say less than 3 people who get a complete injury ever recover. 30% are rehospitalized at least once during any given year after initial injury. This costs, by the way, millions of dollars in lifetime costs. And then, of course, life expectancy for people with spinal cord injuries is much lower. Hasn't really improved since the 80s because you're not moving. Get bed sores, bladder issues, you're more at risk for infection. Spinal cord injuries are devastating. This is one of the coolest things. I'm sorry if I'm, like, super excited and I started the show out. I know a lot of you guys want to know what's going on with everything else. But, you know, I just have to say, as we're opening today, that, you know, especially this Veterans Day weekend and, you know, with so many people who have suffered injuries and all the advancements we made, we came out with a COVID vaccine in 42 days. That's what I've told. Moderna was able to submit to the government in 42 days what their vaccine looks like and what it does. And I know people have, you know, differing, you know, opinions on that. I personally think we have the data beforehand because of our work with Wuhan. You know, and we know more than we're letting out, which is why there was such a big push, you know, for lockdowns and all the other stuff, censorship. But I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. But the point I want to make is, the COVID vaccine is amazing. I mean, in terms of what we were able to do scientifically. And so why the hell aren't we doing what we were able to do with COVID with other things? So this breakthrough therapy engages these moving cellular receptors. It's a liquid. The therapy immediately gels into a complex network of nanofibers that mimics the extracellular matrix of the spinal cord. It matches the structure, mimics the motion, and then the synthetic materials are able to communicate with your body's cells. So it makes your body think you're not injured. So your body will still send signals. It's like, you know, you have a broken part of a cord. If you have something around the cord that makes it act like, no, the cord's still working, the signals can still get through. They say receptors and neurons and other cells constantly move around. They say the key innovation in our research, which has never been done before, is to control the collective motion of more than 100,000 molecules within our nanofibers. Well, good for you guys. I think it's fantastic. Just keep it up. Repair our backs, our necks. I love it. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And also big thanks to our veterans. We really, really appreciate all you do, all you've done, and you've made this country what it is, and we're grateful for you. Well, maybe not some of the current issues, but before all the current issues, you made this country one of the greatest countries ever. I still think we're the greatest country ever. So God bless our troops and God bless our veterans. Okay, so, you know, somebody has to say it. We've been suggesting that there might be some half-assed stuff being done when it comes to the vaccine rollout and the vaccine being given. But I think we need to start putting some things together, and we need to get our acts together because this is absolutely ridiculous. So remember a few weeks ago, there were three different Walgreens throughout the United States that were giving COVID vaccines to kids who weren't approved for the flu shot, or weren't approved for the COVID shot. Kids came in for flu shot, and they got COVID shot. And they didn't get a pediatric COVID shot because that hadn't been approved and rolled out yet. They got an adult dose. And you're looking at three different Walgreens going, wait a second, don't you guys have a policy? Don't you have a protocol? Then we heard a CVS had given a teenager a COVID vaccine that they wanted, but they forgot to dilute it. And so it was six times the dose. And when you see, when you saw these mishaps, and mishaps have happened throughout the year, they don't always get reported. They don't always get, you know, some media attention. But when I would hear those, I'm like, okay, well, those are the ones that got vocalized, got publicized. What else isn't being publicized? I mean, how many more times is this happening? There, I have seen mistakes made on my pizza. I have seen mistakes made with the power company. I've seen mistakes made with Medicare. We've even seen mistakes made in the Biden administration and the Trump administration. Mistakes happen. And so you start to wonder, okay, you know, how many people have gotten incorrect COVID vaccines? So then yesterday we heard that a pharmacy has now been banned and their COVID supply has been pulled from them because they gave 112 kids possibly the wrong COVID vaccine dose. And this is a really difficult segment for me because I love pharmacies. I think the pharmacist is one of the most underappreciated next to the nursing and custodial staff and hospital staff, underappreciated integral members of our healthcare system that nobody seems to credit when they get better and when they fight cancer and all that. And pharmacists are the bomb. Pharmacists cover doctors' mistakes all the time. So when mistakes happen at the pharmacy level, okay, that means we are really screwing up. So what happened? What's going on here? Okay, so it could be people are stoned. I don't know. It could be people are stupid. But in this particular case, I see what happened, and it was a big no-no. And it was basically they just didn't follow directions. They didn't read and follow directions. And so this pharmacy, Ted Pharmacy, located out of Aldi, Virginia, what they did is once the Pfizer rollout expanded to kids, okay, there's such a frenzy. Get everybody vaccinated as quickly as possible. Just everybody needs to get the vaccine. Vaccinate, vaccinate, vaccinate. That I believe this pharmacy had the adult COVID vaccine. Well, the adult COVID vaccine is 30 micrograms. So you could give a 30 microgram dose now, emergency authorized 12 to 15, 16 on up, fully authorized. So that's a 30 microgram dose. So what the pharmacy, I guess, was doing is to give the pediatric dose, the 5 to 11, that's supposed to be 10 micrograms. So what they did is they did some simple math. Well, if it's 30 micrograms a dose, and that's a 0.3 cc injection, let's just give a third, a 0.1 cc injection. Now, I don't have my little 0.1 milliliter, or my basically 1 cc syringes. A 0.1 millimeter is almost a nose wipe. I mean, it is that small amount of fluid. And the CDC had said, look, it's don't ever give a one-third dose because a 0.1 milliliter injection is not, there's no way we could guarantee the accuracy of the dose going in. So it's not that these kids were overdosed or poisoned. It's that they were given such a baby droplet that it wasn't the right formulation. So the adult COVID vaccine is a purple cap. So when you go to the pharmacy and you get your vaccine, look at it. Look at it. I mean, you can ask them. Well, they got to take it out of the freezer. They got to prepare it and all that. They got to dilute it. But the pediatric one is an orange cap. Well, the FDA approved it. And, I mean, so pharmacies are like, all right, let's vaccinate as many people as possible. And their hearts are probably in the right place. They want to get people protected. But they were supposed to wait until they got the pediatric vials. Now, the pediatric vials is not a 0.33 delivery of it. It's a 0.2. So after the dilution process, It's a 0.2 cc. So for those of you parents going, I want to know if my pharmacy is screwing up, it should be 0.2. It should not be a bigger syringe. It should be the small little, we call them TV syringes or insulin syringes. And you should be able to see the 0.2 mark. All right? It's not supposed to be below the 0.2 mark. And that's what they're supposed to be injecting. So this pharmacy, and I guess one of the moms kind of was like, look, are you sure that you gave my kid the right amount? Well, apparently the authority said, okay, no. We're pulling your doses. I don't know if they're going to get the pediatric doses and get to do it again. But how did they, with the 112 kids, miss the directions? I mean, how do you, it's right there. I posted an article, it's right there. And so my issue with this, oh, by the way, so what the CDC said is they said, look, we don't know if you have to restart the whole series, just talk to your doctor about it, but in 21 days, get another dose and a correct one. So, you know, I look at the bigger picture, and we have a problem. One is we have this frenzy. I don't know if it's money-driven. I don't know if it's number-driven, election-driven, or fear-driven with the pandemic. But there is such a frenzy to vaccinate as many people as possible that people aren't thinking. And they aren't using proper protocols. And if you see a kid get a dose six times what they were supposed to at that CVS, or kids coming in for flu shots getting COVID shots, you just start to wonder how many people got the wrong dose. You know, one theory that was circulating is one of the reasons why there's so many more breakthrough infections we might see in those who got Pfizer than Moderna, and this is all anecdotal, is the Pfizer vaccine was a little bit more high maintenance with the freezing and the dilution and all that, such that maybe, like in Israel, Israel had a surge in cases despite vaccination. Maybe when they did that pizza box type, you know, well, they were amazing in terms of getting the vaccine rollout, but was there some compromise in terms of keeping something cool? Was there some compromise in that chain? And so you start to wonder if some of us got vaccines that might not have been at the right temperature, that might not have been the right dose, that might not have been the right dilution. So in this article, I wrote what you have to look for. How do you tell the difference between a flu shot and a COVID shot? What dose you're supposed to look for? But I think this is completely inappropriate. It is unexcusable. And, you know, these breakthrough cases could just be that the virus is outsmarting the vaccine. But when you hear how many times people got wrong doses, you just start to wonder, you know, do people know what they're doing? I was very confident with who gave me my vaccine and the kids' vaccine and my husband's vaccine because, you know, I talk, I look, and I'm there, you know, and they're like, oh, Dr. Dio, I was like, oh, this is cool, look at that, look at the woman that's cool, look at the little, I was just like, you know, So I was all up in their business, but I was cool about it. So I know the kids got the right dose. I could see it. I was comfortable with it. And actually, a lot of National Guard people were there, and that was really cool. But I don't know what the hell is going on. And think about it. These pharmacies are understaffed. You have these mandates. You have everything going on. Maybe we need to stop it with this frenzy and this obsession and just do it right. Kids, COVID's coming back. If your parents and your doctor feel collectively that a vaccine is a good choice for you, go in there, look at the injection, get as much information as possible before it gets injected into you, and then get the injection. But it's like, it almost looks like people aren't thinking. And I think it's dangerous, and I think it's stupid. 1-877-DOC-7.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressional investigators were denied Thursday to President Trump's White House records by a federal appeals court. The judges, appointed by Presidents Biden and Obama, have now set a November 30th date to hear arguments. Now the mostly partisan January 6th congressional investigators are lashing out at former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, demanding he appear for a deposition on Friday. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial will offer closing arguments on Monday. After that, it will be in the hands of the jury. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who voted to impeach President Trump in his second failed impeachment trial, announced Friday she will run for re-election in her home state of Alaska. A court in military-ruled Myanmar on Friday sentenced detained U.S. journalist Danny Fenster to 11 years in prison after finding him guilty on several charges, including incitement for spreading false or inflammatory information. USA Radio News. Representative Rick Crawford, the Republican from Arkansas, is reporting the answer to solving America's supply chain issues does not lie in throwing more money at the problem. Mr. Crawford was on Newsmax Wednesday.
Worst numbers in 30 years that we've seen come out as it relates to inflation. And then the president goes to Baltimore to tout his infrastructure plan, which he hasn't signed yet. But there's very little talk about what are some of the exacerbating problems or conditions that are making the supply chain crisis even worse, one of which is a vaccine mandate. I mean, you have so many companies that could be affected by this. And meanwhile, there's considerable pushback across the country. And I think you need to get out of the Washington bubble to fully realize that. But look, this is it's not that people are necessarily against vaccines, but they don't like the mandates. There's policies that are contributing to the supply chain delays.
Belarus has threatened to cut off its transit of gas supply to Europe if the European Union imposes sanctions over a migrant crisis. They blame Russian-backed President Alexander Lukashenko of weaponizing people currently gathered at the border with Poland. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
All right, guys. When you're back on the Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing that public officials weren't expecting was booster hesitancy. They looked at the numbers of people who got the vaccine. They looked at the mandates. They were like, all right, guys, time for boosters. Everybody's going to love the boosters. They're going to be all excited about the boosters. And there's not a lot of people getting boosters. I mean, there's still millions of people getting boosters. But we are falling way below the numbers expected. I think in California, only about 33.8% of seniors have gotten their booster in California. California has about 75 million people. Only about, I think, 1.1 million people got a booster. And so California, as a result, is like, all right, guys, you know what? Whoever wants a booster can have it. We need to get our booster numbers up. And mind you, California has some rising cases. They have some rising cases of COVID in San Bernardino County, Orange County, Riverside County. Those are the counties also that might be a little less on the liberal political leaning side. But the booster enthusiasm isn't there. I'm looking all across the United States. You're hearing reports going, people are booster hesitant. Guys, get your boosters, get your boosters. And so, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, what you might have gotten people to get their initial COVID vaccine, but attitudes towards the vaccine are very different. Everybody wants to make it look like you're either pro-vax or you're anti-vax. Well, no, you can be pro-vax, but you just want one of them. Or you just want two of them. Or you don't want the booster. Or you want vaccine and natural immunity. Or you want to be left the hell alone and let you decide on your own. Or you want to wait and see. So rather than there just being two sides to this, which the media wants us to believe, it's a whole breadth of, you know, people and their feelings towards it. So why would somebody be booster hesitant? So, you know, for me, I'm not that hesitant about getting a booster when I'm due. The CDC right now allows it for those over 65, and I know you guys think I'm close, but I still got a little ways. Those over 65, those who are high risk, those in high risk situations can get the booster. For me, I'm not hesitant. I'm just, you know, I got my flu shot. I want to make sure my flu shot got its, you know, did its job. I got my original COVID vaccines. And, yeah, if I worry about COVID, if I think I'm going to have an issue, you know, I'll get it. But the main reason why I haven't got my booster is not so much because I'm hesitant against the technology, is I'm supposed to have surgery soon. And if I get a fever from the booster, I can't do my pre-op stuff. I can't go and get my surgery. We forget that when you get your vaccine, it may make you achy. It may give you a fever. So if all these places are testing you for fever, if all these places are testing you for COVID symptoms, and here we are in the hustle and bustle of holiday season, a lot of people I'm talking to, they're like, well, I need to wait until they aren't checking for fever and symptoms and all that. And so for me, I mean, if I got to get my pre-op chest x-ray, or I got to do my pre-op stuff, and then I got to go to the hospital, the last thing I want is to be having a fever from a vaccine. That's why I got my flu vaccine early. My original vaccines were done, even though the fever would only last a couple days. I'm hearing some people with their third, the fever lasts a little longer. So I need to then figure out a time in my life where I can have a fever and not be discriminated against and kicked out of a restaurant or whatever. And so even though you would think it would be good for me to get a booster before my surgery, no. I got to plan it around the side effects. So that's me. That's my reason for not getting it yet. Not the best reason, you know, but it's, I do not want my surgery put off. I got to get it done. I told you guys I'm going to hit a hysterectomy. I don't think I'm going to miss too many days on air because, I mean, look, do I really work that hard? I get to sit. So I could have a pillow. I could have an ice pack on my Lily, whatever I have to do. I'll still be able to do my show. But we're going to do a Thanksgiving weekend so you guys won't miss too much of Dr. Talia. I know you guys are like, whew, all right, I'm not going to have to listen to her for a few weeks. Uh-uh. I'm going to make sure my tissue's still on air. So interestingly, in this letter from California, they say anybody who wants to get another booster can get it if they're over 18, if they've met the 6-month original vaccination series time period for the Moderna or Pfizer, so it has to be 6 weeks since your original series, or at least 2 months since your Johnson & Johnson, since Johnson & Johnson vaccine immunity doesn't last that long. They say the patient's assessment of risk exposure may include, but is not limited to, those who work with the public or live with someone who works in the public, live or work with someone at high risk of severe impact of COVID, lives in geographic areas that have been heavily impacted by COVID, reside in high transmission areas, live in a congregate setting, experience social inequity, or other risk conditions as assessed by the condition. So if you are all are in a racial group that has been marginalized or politically oppressed, etc., you get you could get a booster. So basically what they're saying is don't turn anybody down. If anybody wants to get it, let them get it. Other cities, I'm noticing, are doing that too. They said a patient could self-assess and just say, or self-attest and say, yeah, I'm high risk. They say, just give it to them. Don't turn them down. And so I think what's happening is if you don't use it, you lose it. Okay, they need to get their booster numbers up. They're worried about people in COVID. They're worried that the immunity waned. And so, obviously, these public officials want you to get it. But what's fascinating about this is not in line with what the CDC said. Remember the CDC and FDA? The FDA was like, I don't think everybody needs it. I don't think everybody needs a booster, so we're not going to recommend it for everybody. The CDC only recommends a booster for those over 65, 18 to 64 who are at high risk for severe COVID, individuals 18 through 64 who are at frequent institutional or occupational exposure to COVID, putting them at high risk for serious complications of COVID-19. Now, as far as I'm concerned, we're all at high risk for severe COVID. So I think that does allow us to open it up. But one of you had asked, is it dangerous if you aren't high risk to get the booster? I don't believe so. I think your risk factors are just like any other risk factors about getting a vaccine. I think, you know, if there was that 1 in a million shot of a blood clot issue or myocarditis or whatever, that risk's still the same. So California also wants all medical providers to be urging COVID vaccination and boosters to everybody they see for non-urgent or medical issues. So let's say I go in for my pap smear, and I'm just going in for my pap, and I'm like, hey, how's it going? My doctor's supposed to recommend me get a COVID vaccine if I haven't gotten one yet, and a booster. So, you know, don't give your medical provider any crap. For those of you that are like, okay, you know, let's go, Brandon. Don't be pushing that on me. Please give your clinician some slack because, again, it looks like the California Public Health wants, all right, and I'm not sure if there's going to later be violations and sanctions, but they want there to be a encouragement and a promotion of vaccination by all medical providers. So if your medical provider brings it up, okay, I mean, I don't know if later it's going to have to do with, you know, their license in jeopardy or whatever. Let them do what they do. I know some people are pretty angry about the situation. I get it. Just please don't kill the messenger. You know, just like with employees that have to, you know, check you for your COVID vaccine status. I'm sure the average, you know, employee does not want to ask you for your papers, does not want to look at your card. Please cut them some slack. Don't beat them up like what happened with that guy in the Sesame Place amusement park. All right. So boosters. You know, if you want a booster, get it. But if they can't get that booster enthusiasm, I'm suspecting they're going to mandate it soon. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This report is brought to you by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America. This Veterans Day, as we honor the brave men and women who served our country, it's important to talk about a disease called amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS. For unknown reasons, veterans are twice as likely to develop it compared to those who haven't served in the military. ALS is an incurable and debilitating disease that gradually affects a person's ability to walk, write, speak, swallow, eat, and even breathe. Lisa McKee, Army veteran, mother of five, and former Level 1 trauma nurse, is living with ALS and doing her part to raise awareness in hopes of helping other veterans and their families.
I loved the military. Even if I knew I would get ALS, I would do it all over again. I spent my life taking care of others, and my current mission is ensuring that veterans and their families get all the information and resources they need to better live with ALS.
To learn more about available resources, visit ALSveterans.com. That's ALSveterans.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DICDOCDALI. Listen, I can't spell and broadcast at the same time. 1-877-362-3254. Joseph asked, can you explain what's going on in Europe right now? Are we about to go to war with Russia? So I'm a doctor. And when it comes to what's going on with foreign policy, I am probably just as in the dark and confused as you all are, because I don't get a lot of my, you know, breaking news from foreign policy standpoints. I get it more from medical standpoints. But, you know, I've done a little bit of research, and it's serious. It's serious stuff. And even though we've been aware that there's been issues that hasn't made headlines until recently. And so there is a crisis going on right now between the Belarus, some of you call it Belarus, Belarus-Poland border, Polish border. Now, there are tons of migrants and refugees that are trying to get into Poland. They want to get into Western Europe. They are now stranded at the frontier. They have makeshift camps. It almost looks similar to what we went through with our U.S.-Mexico border. Poland is trying to prevent them from entering the country because they, again, security, they, you know, could people be, you know, could there be a wolf in sheep's clothing, that kind of thing. And the European Union has accused the president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, of aiding illegal border crossings as a retaliation for EU sanctions. Lukashenko denies encouraging migration to Europe. So Belarus has had tons of protests. This was following the August 2020 election. It gave President Alexander Lukashenko a sixth term in office. So he's been around for a while. Many people think that there was issues with the election. I don't know if they had mail-in ballots, but some people think that it's not, of course, Associated Press, a sham. Belarusian authorities responded to the demonstrations with huge crackdowns. About 35,000 people were arrested, beaten by police. Now, I'm bringing this up because you know how with World War II, you go back and you see sanctions and you go back to some of the issues that Japan had with the U.S. and, you know, with Hitler and all that. And so, you know, if there was a World War III coming, this definitely has some of the key ingredients for World War III to happen. Some people are like, well, you know, why do we care about these two countries and the migrants and going on? Well, the U.S. is going to become involved. I don't know to what degree. Right now they're saying they are watching what's going on. But the European Union and the U.S. reacted to what Lukashenko was doing in terms of the protests and the crackdowns with sanctions. Those restrictions got toughened after an incident in May when a passenger jet flying from Greece to Lithuania was diverted by Belarus to Minsk. That's when authorities arrested that journalist Roman Protasevich. The European Union called it air piracy, barred Belarusian carriers from its skies, cut imports of the country's top commodities, petroleum products, potash for fertilizer. So the president, Lukashenko, got mad. He said he would no longer abide by an agreement to stem illegal migration, arguing that the EU sanctions deprived his government of funds needed to contain flows of migrants. Planes carrying migrants from Iraq, Syria, and other countries began arriving in Belarus, and then they headed for the borders of Poland, Lithuania, and Latvia. So if Belarus was not going to hold their end of the bargain, of preventing migrants from coming in, saying you could go right in, then if that is a weak chain link fence, now Europe is at the mercy of this country for, like, you know, how we relied on Mexico, how Trump went to Mexican leaders saying, look, you need to stop this. You're letting people come through your country to come to us. This is on you. Well, that's what the European Union wants Belarus to do, but they're mad because of the sanctions and everything else that happened. So Pavel Latushka, a member of the Belarusian opposition, charged that state-controlled tourist agencies were involved in offering visa support to migrants and helping them drive to the border. Now, if there is going to be a sort of war or escalation, then this is the perfect opportunity for any country to get people in wolf and sheep's clothing to cross the border to the European Union. So the European Union is having some major safety vulnerabilities. The EU has accused President Lukashenko of using the migrants as pawns in a hybrid attack against the 27-nation bloc in retaliation for the sanctions. Lukashenko denies encouraging the flow of migrants. So Lithuania introduced a state of emergency this summer to deal with the influx of migrants, strengthen its border with Belarus. They set up tent camps to accommodate the growing number of migrants. In previous months, small groups of asylum seekers tried to sneak into Lithuania, Poland, Latvia at night, using forest paths away from populated areas, and now much larger groups are gathered openly at the Polish border. Some people have used wire cutters to actually cut through the razor wire fence at the border. They don't have a Trump wall either. And so you wonder if the wall is going to be built. Authorities in Warsaw estimated the crowds at about 3,000 to 4,000 and said they prevented hundreds of people from entering the country. Poland deployed riot police and other forces to bolster the border guards. 8 deaths have already been confirmed at the Belarus-Poland border. Temperatures have fallen below freezing at night. Now, the EU has shown solidarity with Poland, Lithuania, and Latvia. And so now another round of sanctions is going to be levied against Belarus. And so what's happening next? So, you know, Putin, right, has now been warned that they will be making a serious mistake if they invade Ukraine. So if those of you guys kind of, you know, have more knowledge on how things are unfolding, would love to hear you because you could probably explain it better than me. But I'm giving you the latest. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has warned Russian President Vladimir Putin that he would be making a serious mistake if he invaded Ukraine. Kamala Harris said the eyes of the world are on the Belarus border. And the vice president said the U.S. is very concerned about Russian military movements. And if there was ever an opportunity for any country to start to dominate and take over and be, it's sadly now with what's going on with COVID, with you know, leadership issues in multiple countries. So there has been Russian bombing exercises with Belarusian forces, built up troops along the border with Ukraine. And so if Russia is obviously backing Belarus, all right, Belarus has then a lot of support. And then next, there's been concerns about cutting off the pipeline. Apparently, Belarus has threatened in talks to see energy transit disrupted. In fact, Timothy Ash, senior emerging market sovereign strategist at Blue Bay Asset Management, said Putin would be quite happy to see the energy transit through Belarus disrupted. He could blame it on Lukashenko. He could put pressure on Europe. So basically, Putin could use Belarus as a pawn for their advancements. So it's a lot more complex than I'm able to convey. But many pipelines that feed the European Union basically come from that area, Eastern Europe and Russia. So if the European Union loses energy, they're already in an energy crisis. This is a bad scene. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.